Blog Talk Radio.
I am.
No justice, there won't be peace.
Peace.
Let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace.
Peace.
Let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
It's a war outside your door, ain't nobody safe. Any victim in the states, anybody face. Why my people want peace but won't come to the plate? It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate. Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we been lacking as slack as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. Let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up, world? Third Eye Radio.
What's up, world? What's up?
Hope everyone's having a blessed day today.
Yes, most indeed. Most indeed.
This is Crown Holding Cuzzo, also known as Paul Fenwick Bay. Happy to bring you another, the third edition to the Third Eye Radio Show.
And this is the one and only, the Black Power Ranger, a.k.a. Christopher Aitman. Christopher with a K on Facebook, you know, and proud to be here today, you know, forever learning.
Peace and blessing, King. Peace and blessing, man. How was your day today?
Oh, man, my day was good, man. Got some jewels dropped on me from one of the wiser cats, man. Just been steady at it, man, networking, you know what I mean, trying to, you know, build this organization.
That's understandable,
build a nation.
Man. That's understandable. It's everyday
what
mission,
about you, man?
Man, you know me. I'm still working on my mixtape or whatever. Went to work today and got off. Going to work on the mixtape. Now I'm here doing a radio show, you know, providing these people with a voice.
All right. Any way they can look up and find some of your music?
Yeah, they can find my music on Google. You can Google me. You can also Facebook, Instagram.
You breaking up.
Okay. If you Google me, Facebook me, YouTube me, Instagram, you know, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find my music anyway on those engines, search engines.
All right, and if you ain't know by now, I got a book out, The Thoughts and Opinions of the Black Power Ranger, available on lulu.com. That's lulu.com. You know me, Facebook me. I only got a Facebook right now. You can look me up on The Black Power Ranger, or you can look up my personal Facebook, Christopher Aitman. That's Christopher with a K. Inbox me if you're down.
None but truth, man. Truth and truth. All day long on this radio show, that's all we speak, man, you know. We got a nice show for y'all today. The topic of today is going to be solutions for everyone that's listening. And we also going to be bringing listeners in, callers in. We got guests. So today going to be a nice popping show. Trust and believe.
All right. Any news today?
Yeah, we got some news today, man. You know, we always got some news in the black community.
man, let's hear it.
Well, actually, black Indiana man was shot by police today. He called, his wife had called the husband to tell him to call the police. And when the police came, they wind up shooting the husband in the stomach, thinking that the husband was the robber. So that's kind of ironic right there, man.
Oh, wow. So they just shot him in the stomach. He was unarmed?
He was armed, according to, you know, what the news article said. He was armed, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy, so man. That's but he crazy. Wasn't. He was a victim. He wasn't an aggressor in the situation, right?
No, he was just opening the garage door, you know, and let the police in, and the police mistake him for being the robber and shot him maybe because of the color of his skin. You know,
it wasn't no maybe. Man, I just read in an article that it is not a class thing when people get arrested. Actually, only 2% of lower class whites get arrested, and 10% compared to the 10% of higher class blacks get arrested. So we know it's a color thing. It's not nothing about how poor you is. It's a black and white thing. They target the black man, avoid the white man. That's just the way these police play, even the black cops. You know what I mean? They ain't your friends.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't screaming black power with a badge on. You know, they traitors, man. It's the only way to look at it. Anyone who goes against the black race is a traitor, in my book.
That's true. That's true. That's the oppressor, man. That's what they call the oppressor.
Yes, exactly.
And
how long? Right. You know, the question is, how long would a lion let the sheep oppress him? You know, we lions, we letting sheep oppress us, man. Come on, we need to stand up. Become king of the jungle again. It's crazy.
Hope y'all heard that right there. That was nothing but law right there.
Real shit. How long would a lion allow the sheep to oppress him? How long? Period. We need to get with the program. Wake up, stand up, strap them boots up. Let's go to war. Let's do what we got to do to get done what we need to be done. Get done, you know? It's part of the topic today, solutions. Any other news?
Oh, Lord, today. Also, KFC is starting to make sunscreen. So for everybody that loves chicken, you know, now you can smell like your favorite chicken, crispy original.
Oh, man. Okay.
Don't
you want your chicken odor?
Look out for that. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut the jokes, but that was real true, right there, what I said. You know, everything we speak is true. So for everybody that loves chicken, sunscreen comes in favorite kind. Also,
hey, your speaker kind of messing up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you kind of sound a little far away.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Also, it was a 10-year-old boy from New Jersey who was chased by police today. Police had actually mistaken him for being a suspect of an armed robbery and chased the little boy all the way to his house. And the little boy says that he ran from the police because he thought that the police actually thought that he threw the ball in the street on purpose. And he said when he looked up, he seen two police officers holding guns running at him, which made him run.
See?
That's
yeah, that's crazy. I think I seen it on Facebook, the little boy crying. I didn't click on the video because it was going to piss me off. I already knew it was some bullshit from the headline. But, man, that's crazy. They over there harassing our kids and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they ruthless, man. They some barbarians. Pretty sure the police is white. You know what I mean? And if it was a black man, he's still white. He's just a dark-skinned European. But, yeah, here we go. Some more injustice from the so-called protectors. You know what I mean? Enforcers of the law. You know, they're supposed to serve and protect. But they do the exact opposite, you know? So, you know what I mean? Watch out for the boys in blue. Watch out for the cherries and berries, man. Anytime I get pulled over by the police, man, my heart sink. Because I already know, man. You don't know if you're about to live or die, man. Might be one of them moments.
True,
yeah, y'all just be careful out there. Hey, your mic's still messing up.
until I pull up into some light. I'm not pulling over in no shady areas for any police of any kind.
Right.
That's truth. And by the time they walk up, I'm going to have my license and my registration in plain view.
So I'm going to have a Ziploc bag and put it out the window. So here you go. And so, you know, I ain't reaching for
plain
nothing.
View.
Man. It's hard to trust these cops, man. It's real. It's crazy, man. We need a
That's
police.
Crazy.
We need some police for the police.
That's crazy. Because, you know, they're supposed to be the peer mediators in this situation. And actually, when they
right.
pull up, the first thing that they're assessing is who is the threat. 9 times out of 10, it's us. We the threat. So they already looking at us and coming at us in a negative intellect already.
Right.
Right. And really, if you really know, the police is now a part of the government. They just work for the government. So really, you're supposed to uphold my Constitution. And for anybody who listening, if the police come up to you and they call you a color, that's a violation of your Constitution. And you let him know that off jump, man. Off jump. Yes, I am a black male, but it's a million black males out here with white T-shirts on. It's a violation of the Constitution. Color conduct.
Hmm.
Also, we got some more news. A man from Florida was fatally shot and killed after an online blind date.
So he got mugged?
Yeah, he got mugged.
Hey, I can hear my echo.
I can hear my echo.
A Florida man was found dead after an online date.
Oh, man. We ain't got no details on that either.
That's crazy. After online date, the individual he had met up with the woman offline, and later on that night, after they went out, he dropped the woman off at home, and then next thing you know, he gets shot and robbed later on that night.
Oh,
and this
wow.
is black. Right here, man. Come on, y'all. We got to do better than this. We got to do better.
Definitely, man. Be careful who you meet online, man. Always be prepared for the worst. And, you know what I mean? Just be careful with these online hookups, and especially the females, man, because they got some crazy dudes out here. So y'all stay alert, stay on your toes. Make sure there ain't no catfish in the males. Man, stop thinking with your dickhead, man, you know? All pussy ain't good pussy,
real
man.
Real speed, man. Real speed, man.
Man.
Come on, now. We got to tighten up on that one. I mean, come on now, we already getting opposed by the oppressors. They already trying to murder us and slaughter us, and we just going along helping, all over for some
right.
money. Some money. You got people out here that'll help you. You ain't got to go out here and commit crimes, you know what I'm saying,
right.
just to actually get a dollar in your pocket. You got brothers and sisters, kings and queens out here that'll help you.
Was it a black woman who killed him?
Yes, sir.
See, man, that's another statistic, man. We got to stop setting our people up, man. Stop doing harm to our people, man. Y'all do that shit to them Europeans, man. They've been doing that shit to y'all for years. Y'all want to go rob somebody who's just as poor, who trying to come up, who got the same limitations you got in this system, man. Like, that's crazy. Just, man. Y'all going to rob somebody, man. Rob a European, man. Shit, rob an Asian. Rob a Mexican. Don't rob black, man. We need to show black love, black peace. You know what I mean? We need to be peaceful towards each other, man. Say that shit for the Europeans, all that shooting each other shit, man. Shoot a European, man. You mad at that brother and you want to kill him, man? Go kill a European instead or something. Man, we need to stop killing our people because they already killing us. We just aiding this system.
We helping them. We helping the problem.
Yeah.
That's not kingly. That's not queenly.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge of self will help you to prevent those things from even happening.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on. You know, every time we have a show, we always going to bring y'all news. And, you know, yesterday we had a show. We still bring you current news because that's what it's about. That's what this show is about. It's about awareness.
Right. Keeping that third eye open.
Exactly.
Yeah, at all times. So
exactly.
We got any callers in right now?
Yeah, we got some callers on the line, man. I'm sitting here looking at them right now. They popping up. Popping up left and right. I appreciate everybody calling, man. Appreciate that.
We got the guest speaker in?
Yep.
Okay, we got him in. All right. Well, we're about to start with the show. That was the news. I want to give a shout-out to the guest speaker coming in, man. I treat this man with the utmost respect, you know. You know what I mean? Y'all get to hear what he got to say about the issues and, you know what I mean, his viewpoint on it. So I want y'all to welcome the General Jahan.
Peace and love.
General.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, Kings. Y'all good?
All good.
All gravy, man. All gravy. Honored to have you come today. Thank you. Thank you for showing up to the plate.
Oh, no.
That's what's up.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me. All is well this way. I'm ready to, you know what I'm saying, elaborate on some goals we can accomplish, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. So tell all this a little bit about yourself.
Well, I guess, like you said, my name is General Jahan. Yeah, I'm a, I guess you could call me like a prisoner of war to this. I'm branded to this game. It's a lifestyle. I wake up, I go to sleep, I eat, sleep, breathe, Black Power. You feel me? I'm a warrior to this cause. I'm dedicated. Whatever you want to put, like, on references to the cause, that's me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Other than that, just watch me. Watch the movement. Y'all probably don't know about Black Power Nation, but it's growing. It's growing.
If they ain't heard about it, they're going to hear about it soon. Definitely going to wake them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Because we pushing love, though. We pushing love, man. You feel me? We pushing love. Like I be telling my young fiery brother, you know, you just probably just heard and witnessed him saying that, don't kill nobody Black. Go kill somebody white. But our main purpose is really not to kill nobody, but we will kill. And it's no bite the tongue on that situation, you know what I'm saying? But we're very peaceful people, just like our African heritage. We peaceful people. We loving people. You come with intelligence and respect to us, we're going to greet you in the same manner. But if you disrespect us, you disrespect any people that we see in a sight range of radius, we're going to bring it to you. And that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's what we own, that mission right there. It's going to be a lot of casualties if somebody get hurt, you know what I'm saying? It's all in for this love. It's all, even if it's me. You feel me? Even if I go down, I'm ready for it.
I agree.
All right.
I agree with the agenda 100%, King.
That's
I agree with that.
How you feel about these police shootings and, you know what I mean, what we mentioned on the news?
Man, propaganda, man, way the system is. Like, right now, we can't keep saying it's the white man. We sound outdated like dinosaurs because we know it's really hierarchies. We know it's the power force of overall, but we got Black Uncle Times. We got Black people that's keeping us down and keep promoting bullshit to keep us, mentally down. You feel me? So
yeah,
we can't just,
true.
It's the white man. It's our own people. We just might have to, you know what I'm saying, chop some heads off, not in that direct manner, but probably in that direct manner, if you understand where I'm coming from. But, you know, because there's a lot of them.
You
got
to watch what you say. You know, some
you
people don't think with all their brain, man.
See, I get scholars out here, Black scholars and Black scientists, and like Obama, you know what I'm saying? I look at him. If I see him, I greet him like a person on the street. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I seen, I probably, man, if I seen somebody like, oh, man, probably Umar, you know what I'm saying? I respect him. I show him way more love than Obama or any of these so-called leaders or any of these Uncle Tom-ass motherfuckers that's up under the Caucasian and doing his will. You feel what I'm saying? They pushing their madness for them. They helping out their agenda. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than, that's why they're attacking us. It's not only the white men now. It's our own people, too. You feel me? People be scared. Like my little brother was, he was down there. You know what I'm saying? He was representing at the little courthouse. And was not one black person throw up the, you know, just throw up the fist. I mean, you can see back in the days, all the motherfucking black people, Richard Pryor, what was her name? Foxy Brown. I mean, all of them, they was representing throwing up the black power fist. You feel me? They weren't scared to throw this up, and they still was doing a little dirt for the white man, working for him, making movies or whatever. But they still was representing. These motherfuckers wouldn't even, excuse me, my language. They wouldn't even throw up the fist, man. I mean, that's outdated to me, how people mindset, they just still just mentally slave bound. Whoa.
Yeah, I feel you on that, man.
Yeah, I agree, King. I agree, man. You're a powerful speaker, man. I agree.
My ancestors worked through me, bro. You feel me? Yeah, I mean, I eat and sleep and live this. I mean, I don't even, like right now, I'm just running, man. You feel me? Like if I was speaking to some people, I'd just be running. Jibber jabbing, that's what it would be. I probably wouldn't even remember what I said, but the ancestors would be working through me like that, man. They just be pushing stuff, I guess, what need to be said, what they see was still going down, what they done been through, never forget them. You know what I'm saying? Always show my ancestors love, because without them, it wouldn't be no us. And I have to always pay homage and respect to my ancestors. Ain't no
always.
History. Black history. You understand? No history before black history. That's the only documented history. It's what was our history starting first. Then there's all the other history. You feel me? So I don't know why people don't respect and understand that we the kings. We are, listen, though, this our new motto. We the presidents of the planet, man.
P.O.P.
We the presidents of the planet, man.
Every day.
This our planet, bro. This our planet. And we got to start thinking like that. And we can't go at them muscle. We can't go at them with the muscle because they already ready. They've been training. They train every day. They training their kids. Got pictures of probably, you feel me, of our young brothers out there just aiming at them. These dummies, and they painting them black and just aiming for them. You feel me? We not ready for that. We shooting this shit, but half of us don't even know how to shoot. We can shoot the gun, but we don't know how the first thing of aiming and taking aim at this spot over his head, over his eyebrow, and taking him out. You feel me? We don't know nothing about that. We don't know nothing about no survival if the lights went out, how to just go up underground and start surviving. We don't know nothing. All we know is about the cell phone. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, we're not really ready for war. But if we could attack them with our intelligence and let them know that we're not stupid and we're not scared, and we push this shit and get more black people with us united, I mean, I think we could move a little muscle and push a little stuff out and grab some alliances from other countries. See, people will help us, but if we're not helping ourselves, we still over here acting ignorant, killing each other, calling our women bitches, acting like less than men, and what the media keeps showing, making us look even worse. We gonna go to shit, man. We gotta grasp hold to this power and start letting the world know in a way of intelligence. What can't nobody deny that shit. You feel me? But you know they gonna deny it and try to kill us, but we could grab whole alliances from other countries, dude. Black people will help us. You feel me?
Right.
That's true.
I don't know, man.
That's true, man.
I think, That's just solutions I be thinking about, man.
I feel you, man. You want to give any shout-outs to anybody?
You? the goddess here, Maroa. You know, all Black Power Nation, man. Really, you know what I'm saying? I don't really got no big circle. You know what I'm saying, Ranger? You know, you my blood brother. I love you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I
love you too, man.
You feel me? I know the feeling is neutral. You know what I'm saying? But I don't associate with it. I don't got really no really shouts out. You, Maroa, Tamika, and the Black Power Nation. That's it. And my man right here, Paul. You know what I'm saying? We got to, you know, link up more, Chris. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got to bring them to the group or something, man, so we can elaborate more on some power moves. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely.
That's law, okay.
Most definitely.
No problem.
We definitely going
to move forward.
Yeah, my brother, he said you ready. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You for the cause. You know what I'm saying? And anybody that's for the cause, even if they not, they just got one foot in, I'm going to grab that leg. And believe me, I'm going to convince you. If you got any type of love for your people and you come around me, you get snatched up. For real.
Body snatches all the time.
For real, man. I love my people, man. I just, the power that we once commenced, man, that's where the unity was at, and that's where the power was at. That's why we were so strong when we was kings and queens and gods and goddesses. Because we was united, man. Couldn't nobody infiltrate us, man. We had everything. You feel me? That's how I wanted to get back to, man. That's how I wanted to get back to, I swear. I love my people. We the most beautiful people. I swear, I just could sit back and go to a party, any party, and just watch my people dance and be laughing and talking crap. I'm telling you, man, Black people, man, we something special, dude. We something special. I swear we are.
And we could just get everybody here to acknowledge this, you know, as a whole, you know, and edify these children with the truth.
There you go.
It's going to be a whole lot easier, man.
You got any kids or children?
Yeah, I got two children myself. I have a son and a daughter.
See, so I know you're pushing it to them. My man Ranger, he's pushing it to his daughter. I got a son, too, and I'm pushing it to him. Boy, we already building what they would call monsters. Destroy them.
You
feel me? Destroy them.
Gotcha.
Search and destroy.
Keep proliferating the calls.
That's right.
Definitely.
That's right.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in, though, General. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you really calling in, man. Please tune in. Come back again, man, and speak to us. Anytime you feel free, just holler at Ranger, and I'm pretty sure he'll bring you through anytime, man.
Anytime.
All right.
Peace and love, General.
Salute.
All right. Thank you. Love.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Ranger, man. That was a big ring right there, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. No problem, man. We trying to get some more guest speakers in, so, you know what I mean, if you want to come in and, you know what I mean, spread your views and opinions, get a little quick interview in, you know what I mean, inbox us, let us know, comment, do whatever, you know what I mean, let us know, man. We all about, you know what I mean, showcasing our, you know what I mean, our Black leaders and our Black individuals in here doing things for the cause. We definitely down for showcasing your talent, because the talent is step up for your people, so we can showcase your talent, you know, and we always looking out and trying to upliftment is the key.
That's true, man. That's true right there. That's all this show is about. It's about giving out people a voice. You know, you understand when you call here, yeah, we the host, but at the same time, y'all the co-host. I mean, y'all call this, we want y'all to feel as though you got a chance to get your voice heard. You know, and everybody that want to hear your voice got the same opinions just like you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I just want to ask you, you know what I'm saying, Ranger, what's your opinion on solutions?
Okay, you know, I've been, you know what I mean, studying the greats and, you know, researching and finding out, you know what I mean, truths and, you know what I mean, exposing these lies and all that. The main three things that separate us black people is fear, distrust, and envy. You can add ignorance on top of that too. But really it's fear, and fear is fear of ourselves, each other. You know what I mean? Fear of our potential, fear of our pressures, fear of the world, you know, fear of you accomplishing anything, fear of you failing. You know what I mean? Fear. So, like, first thing, we got to eliminate that fear. We got to throw that out. We got to become fearless. You know what I mean? Not scared of death, not scared of no gun, not scared of threats, not scared of anything. You know what I mean? Just throw away from that fear. Throw away that fear. And that's step one. Step two, so we're saying that, you know what I mean? We distrustful. You know what I mean? We don't trust each other, you know? You see a black man walking behind you, you get nervous, you know, because you feel he's going to cause some harm to you, you know? But we do trust our oppressors, you know, I mean, it could be a whole group of white boys, you good, you know what I mean, you skipping around the street, you know what I mean, with your pockets hanging out, your wallet halfway out your pocket because you trust them, you know, we have learned how to fear each other and trust our oppressors, and what we got to start doing individually, though, we have to start becoming trustworthy, we got to start dealing with each other in honesty, and not trying to get over, and not trying to snake each other, and rob each other, and do harm to each other. That's what we have to do as a people as well. So we have to learn how to trust each other. We don't need no trust from my enemy because y'all trusting the wrong people. We need to start trusting each other. So that's step two. Step three is envy. You know what I mean? See, the problem with the black man as well and the black population as well, we like crabs in a barrel. We see one person get on. You know what I mean? You see a person, a brother open up a store. He doing good business. You wait till he closed down the store. Now you want to mug him. You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean, you see your sister looking pretty and all that, and you want to be envious of her and try to have sex with her boyfriend. You know what I mean? We got to stop envious and jealous of each other. We got to start showing adulation and start admiring each other. You know what I mean? Start praising each other for their accomplishment. Like, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. You know, stop looking at a black man getting on and thinking, man, that's a lick right there. You know what I mean? I know he got money every day, man. I'm about to hit a lick on him. He juking that corner. You know what I mean? Like, That's why it's so much black-on-black murders, because y'all envy each other, yeah. You know? We got to start just loving each other and start caring about each other for who they are and really just start uplifting each other and really, you know what I mean, support each other. Some other things that I feel like will also be the solution of our problems is a three-step program. First step of the program is to separate. We need to separate in all aspects, physically, mentally, and physically, you know what I mean? All aspects from this European society, you know what I mean? Spiritually, we need to stop praising their God. We need to stop studying and, you know what I mean, glamifying their religions, you know? We got to stop watching their entertainment. We got to stop eating their food. We got to stop doing everything that they're offering us. We have to completely separate, you know what I mean, spiritually from all that. Mentally, you know what I mean, we got to start reading up on our own roots and our history and understanding what it is to be black, understanding your worth as a black man or a black woman, understanding your place in life, which you are gods and goddesses on this planet. We got to separate that way, you know what I mean? We got to separate physically, you know what I mean? We got to stop, you know what I mean, hanging around negative people. We need to stop, you know what I mean, dealing with them, you know what I mean, dealing with the oppressor, you know what I mean, unless it's going to be beneficial to the movement, you know what I mean, we got to stop going to their clubs, we got to stop going to their stores, stop, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, pretty much just separate all aspects, no more McDonald's, no more Walmart, no more Burger King, no more clubs, no more Facebook, you know what I mean, we need to get our own platforms, no more Facebook, because that's putting money in Mark Zuckerberg's pockets, you know what I mean? And he's just over there smiling, looking at y'all like, y'all dumb motherfucker, man. Thank you. Black power. You see, he made the black power fist white. So that's the first step, is separating all three aspects. The second step is educate. Once you separate, you must educate yourself and become knowledgeable, truly knowledgeable on all different things. You know what I mean, black history, you know what I mean, educate yourself on slavery, African spirituality, microeconomics, which is, you know what I mean, coming together with our own economics and making that multiply and multiply and multiply so we can become successful, business, farming, construction, you know what I mean, and other topics, you know, any topic that's beneficial to us advancing as a nation. We need to educate ourselves on and spread the knowledge, you know what I mean? Because our primary goal is to raise future black leaders, teachers, speakers, business owners, and any other profession or trade skills you got. And the third one is infiltrate. Now, after we separated and we educated ourselves, now it's time to infiltrate the system. Means make our black businesses all around these systems, you know what I mean? Buy out their companies, own their companies,
yeah.
Boycott their companies, you know what I mean? Not have our workers work for them, not have our people work for them, you know what I mean? Make them hire their own people,
mm-hmm.
and we hire our own people. And we start our wages off of $15 an hour so it can be fair for everyone to live. You know, we don't got to settle for no $7.25. We infiltrate the system
mm-hmm.
with our culture, with our brand. We put our mark on the system, you know what I mean? By us doing these three things, you know what I mean? And everything is a process, and everything can be done in a different way. But as long as we stick on to them three things, we can be unstoppable. You know, we can definitely be unstoppable. So the three things and the three steps is separate, educate, and infiltrate. S-E-I, separate, educate, infiltrate. And you know what I mean? As long as you follow them three, you know what I mean, personally or within a group, you're going to be dope. You're going to be a god at this. You're going to be dominant. You're going to feel the power. You're going to feel black power. Ain't no power greater than black power. Remember that. Ain't no love stronger than black love. Ain't no peace better than black peace. So we need to embrace that into our people and really spread that. Black power. That's my solution.
Black power. That's wonderful. That's 100% perfect. You know what I'm saying? I like the whole plot of that.
Thanks, man. I've been working on it.
The abbreviations. All of them make sense to me, King.
Oh, man, gratitude, man. I do it for my people.
How I feel about the solutions are, you know, just to put this out there, Third Eye Gang Agenda, you know, we have four principles. The first principle is proclaim nationality. The second principle would be studying sovereign citizenship. The third principle would be purchase of land. And the fourth would be cultivation of a civilization. I feel as though all of those four agendas is what we need to do in order to protect our people. You know, being that we're on this land and our feet is on their land, they really subject to do us any kind of way they want to. You know, and it's sad because of the simple fact it's nothing that we really can do because the means of how we live are being provided by the government. You know, like we were talking about the last show about the protesting and still coming home, hitting on your life, you know, still coming home, going to the grocery store, buying food for them. I feel as though if we have our own civilization, in order to have our own civilization, we could be exempt from the government, we would have to establish our own land or purchase our own land. Now, we all know that America is actually our land to begin with, but the system is so strong that they have an effect that they're not just going to give it to us simply. It's just not that easy. They're not going to give it to us. So if you can take it by force.
Hey, bro, your mic messing up.
So it's either that we could take it by force. Can you hear me, Kate?
Yeah, I don't know. You might have to put your mouth close to the mic or something because it sounds like you kind of underwater a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so basically, you know, they're not going to give us the land back, even though that this is our land. They're not going to give us this land back willingly. We're either going to have to take this land by force or take it by books and knowledge. And then we're going to infiltrate the system or we're going to generate our own system. And what I mean by that is that if we have our own land, we can actually be civilizations, a neighborhood. You can provide that neighborhood with a corner store. You can provide that neighborhood with electric. The people that live in that neighborhood can work at that electric plant, you know. And this is all wings that we can get out of their pocket because at the end of the day, if we have a house of, you know, a mansion full of 10 conscious people, we still contribute to the government because that house is on the land of the government. So the taxes are still going towards their fucking pockets. So basically, what I always keep my language emphatic to, you know, sometimes people got to hear this truth. So basically, what the point of the third eye agenda is to establish a civilization where we actually have our own resources. We don't have to move off of our land to go to the government for anything. You know, gasoline, you know, food. We can harvest our own food. We all know we can all grow and harvest our own livestock or whatever it may be that we can eat. So that would be something, jobs, our own military. And you have to understand also you can do whatever you want to do on your land. And the fact that you can have, for example, 50-foot tall steel walls. This is a form of protection, a form of defense from any opposition of your civilization. You know, and this is how we can keep them away. We can't control who comes in and out of our walls. I can't control or protect people but so much, you know, on the land of the government. You know, this is just from my personal perspective. I can't do it so much because I can send, if there's a suspect or a person that's on the run for them from the government, for what purposes? Let's say that person is in the house and that person is hiding. And let's say they call me, you know, general, man, I need 50 troops, you know, something going on. We need 50 troops to help protect this young lady or this young man from the government. Now, keep in mind, we're on their land. So when they come, they can come with the army. They can come with the military. They can come with soldiers, police. They can do whatever they need to do to get that person. So when they take out the 50 soldiers, you know, basically they're going to come in and get that individual. Now, let's play that situation back behind my castle walls. It's not going to be that easy because we got defense. We got defense. And for one, you can't come on my land at all to arrest anybody. We all know this from, you know, laws of former countries. You can't come on my land. So, you can't come to my land. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just, that's just one of the solutions that we have with Third Eye Gang and our four basic agendas that we push for.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You know what I mean? It pretty much goes hand in hand what I'm saying. You know what I mean? We gain our nationality. You know what I mean? Forming a nation. You know what I mean? If we do everything on one accord and we all in agreement, we're a nation. You know what I mean? We are already a nation because we're black. And we was taken from our homeland and our native land got overthrown, you know what I mean, which is America and Africa. So, you know, we got that right to come together and declare our independence. We have that right, period, just because we are descendants of Africa. We have that right. All the United descendants of Africa, we have that right. So we need to unite and practice that right so we can have our own, so we can stop complaining about what's going on in their communities that they built for us. In their system, because nothing's going to go right for a black man in a white man's system. You know what I mean? Very few get out of it. And when they do get out, they still under. You know what I mean? Just because they're rich and got all these cars, don't think they live in life happily. Don't think they don't deal with some of the shit we deal with. If not, they might deal with it more, you know, because they got money. The only solution is, you know what I mean, get our own and come together in peace and love, you know what I mean? And everything else is working up to that. Yes, definitely.
You got to have a ground floor. You got to have a ground floor.
Okay, so since y'all heard our solutions, we about to, we're going to call this Buzz Zap. That means, I mean, whoever's listening in, we're going to call out the last four digits of your phone number, and that's going to be your caller number, and we're going to just buzz you in, and from there, we're going to just put you on the spot and see what's up. So, you know what I mean? Who the first one?
Let's get it cracking. Let me see who I'm going to pick right here, man. So many of y'all, don't be nervous. I want you to come through and tell us who you are, where you're from, and what you feel like the solutions that we need to take place. I'm going to start with caller, area code 240, okay? 240, so all you 240s are going to be listening out right now. You feel me? Going down, 240, last four digits. It's going to be 7234. 7234. I'm going to patch you through right now, so you're going to be able to speak.
Can you hear?
Yeah, you hear me, brother?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, man. Peace and blessings.
Hey, family. So the topic is what actions we need to take as a people to better ourselves and better our community.
Yeah.
That topic. One thing that we need to do is build strong trade with Africa. That's the number one and most empirical thing we have to do. And if you are not a pan-African, you're more of a black nationalist, please do your research and check out a brother named Black Snow. Have you ever heard of the Straight Black Pride movement? He was just there at that event, and that's where I met him. And he has this game called Blackopoly that he made. Please Google the brother Black Snow from the West Coast. He put out there a great presentation on ghost towns that are currently in the United States that we can buy for some of them like as low as $360,000 and whole towns now, and we can invest in our people and build them to where we can have strong communities. But the number one thing to make sure that as a people we all benefit is to build strong trade with Africa, build connections to where that I have a brother in Kumasi, Ghana, that he has his own fabric. And African brothers and sisters are very in tune with fine fabrics because that's, if you notice, they always wear suits a lot of times when they go places and you know, crocodile shoes. Like, they are really into fine fabrics. So we must get into getting our resources from them because they're going to be excavated from the West anyway. So why not it be us? And the number one reason why we have problems with Africans and other groups of people is because there's a lot of misinformation in between taught by the white man, and that they are taught that – I've talked to some Nigerian brothers and sisters, and they even say themselves that they are taught that slavery was a good thing for black people. We were treated well. We were fed. White people were slaves over here. That our story is their story over there in Africa, and that's the reason why they gain so much favoritism. And if you ever read or ever read the autobiography of Malcolm X, he says it himself how the white man lies, and the perception is different for how they see America. They think really high of America, and they see nothing but the best of America. But when they get over here, and what we see as well as domestically with all our fellow Americans, they see the worst of us. So if that's the number one thing that we must do, because if we build a strong trade with Africa and have our presence over there, they will see, and we tell our story and tell what's really going on over here, how's the white man going to be treated the next time he goes to Africa? He's going to be treated like the dog he is, and they say, you're still going to get these goods, but guess what? You're going to have to send some African-Americans. But the number one thing we have is fear. It either comes from religion or it comes just natural fear of the white man and what he can do, the bombs and things of that nature. But guess what? That can't happen to us because the world's resources in Africa, they have to come fight us face to face. If they want this land, they want these resources, they want to take the world, it's going to have to come down to that if he really wants it. But it's just the number one battle is the battle within ourselves and our community, and to dispel these myths that are there.
Okay. I understand that. I understand that 100%. Thank you, King. Thanks for calling in and tuning in, man. Please stay tuned. Another show, because we might bring you back, man. You never know.
All right. Thanks, family.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that once again, man. Well, I appreciate
the next
that,
caller.
King. Man.
Y'all some good information.
Yeah, it really was, man.
Shout out to that
great
king, man. Definitely
job.
Knowledgeable, wise king. I can tell, man. Trade with Africa. You know what I mean? We need to get factories built in Africa and, you know what I mean, hire some of the African citizens as well to ship some of our citizens out, cause, you know what I mean? And they can work in these, you know what I mean, in the factories in Africa, you know? Ethiopia is it's one of the only independent countries in Africa, if not the only independent country in Africa that's not colonized by the UK. So, you know, I mean, everybody tune in to that too. So, we definitely need to establish trade with Ethiopia. Definitely.
Yeah, I agree. And to add on to that, I agree with that agenda 100%, man. I mean, the simple fact that, you know, we say that those people are our brothers and sisters. We should be able to give back. We should be able to recycle this and build an alliance with our own people. So
We got any callers?
Yeah, man, we got some more callers.
We got anybody from the 309?
309. Nah, it was. I'm gonna call out another number.
Yeah, I'll call another.
So this lucky person here. You know, hang yourself together because you never know. You never know who I'm going to call. And I love that. I like it like this. I love it.
Yeah. Who's going to be in the hot seat?
Okay. Area code 251. Last four digits.
Da-da-da.
2646. I'm going to pass you through right now. Voice you okay. Can you hear us?
Yes. Hello?
Hey, peace and love, man. Peace and love.
What up, King? You know what I'm saying? Let me start this out by saying Black Power, real talk, you heard? Real talk. Start this off. Black Power, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. To the most deaf, you know what I'm saying? Love my peoples to the deaf, you feel me? 251, this is Alabama. You know what I mean? You heard? Straight up. At the bottom, the coast, you know what I mean? And I just want to say this here. I appreciate all the knowledge and all the wisdom that I'm getting, you know what I'm saying, from the show. But at the same time, I'm a firm believer. You know, we got to have some warriors, some real ones that's in the field. You know what I mean? I'm a strong believer because everybody can't really be like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
You need them cats in the field, and that's what me and my squad do. You know what I mean? Any problem with any crack or whatever, you know what I mean, that's just how we get down. You know what I mean? And we believe in intimidation or whatever. You know what I mean? You feel me? We are well trained. We good. You know what I mean? We don't really just go out looking for nothing. You know what I mean? But we in the majority of white county, but we good though. You know what I mean? And we at the bottom of them. You know, the heart of it. You know what I'm saying? And I love it. I love my to the bones. Real talk. It ain't nothing I want to do for none of my people. You know what I mean? We go out here. These old little bangers or whatever, we let them know what it is. That ain't what's popular, because most of us, you know what I'm saying, we are ex-convicts, you know what I'm saying, couple military-minded cats, you know what I mean, real talk, you know, gang, back. We just out there, man, you know what I mean, straight up. And we out there for real, though. You know, we ain't with the church stuff, you know what I mean, and I ain't, you know what I'm saying, I'm not with the Bible, none of that, whatever. But we out there for real, doing it and talking to these young lost souls for real, and doing things for them. You know what I mean? And talking to them the way that their parents need to talk to them. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we get down. You know what I mean? Now, you could be a scholar. You could be the best historian in the world. You know what I mean? You can know all the knowledge. You can read 100,000, any book you want to on history, whatever. But the way we feel and how I feel, that ain't about nothing. Because if it come down to it, it's just us against them. And that's our motto. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to need those scholars. You're going to need those teachers. You're going to need those lawyers, those businessmen. You know what I mean? Those doctors. You're going to need all that. But you can't leave the warriors. You know what I mean? You can't leave them to fill these cats out. You know what I mean? Straight. You can't just forget about the ones that really, really go in the depths of those neighborhoods to where most cats are scared of. You know what I mean? Because it's easy to talk. Yeah, like this, that. We're doing this. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're doing this. We're doing that. Yo, that's good. That's fine and dandy. But if it get thick, who you going to hide behind? What's your hands like? What's your skill level like? Can you break down the AR, you know what I'm saying, and clean it? Huh? Do you know, can you do this here? Huh? If they swing left, can you go right? Clap his leg up and turn it back? Huh? Can you kick him one time in the shoulder, dislocate his collarbone? And he all right, you ain't got to kill him, but you hurt him enough. Can you do that? You know what I mean? My love, Black Power, man, real talk. I love it, man, to the bell, man. And I appreciate what y'all are doing, man, real talk. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Like, straight up.
Black Power, man, thank you.
This is what we need, man. You know what I mean? This is what we need because this is like a lease to cats like me. Because where I'm at, it's only a few of us. We about, like, you know what I'm saying, 27 deep. You know what I mean? And we don't even play with them. You know what I'm saying? We got our own little club or whatever. We ain't no big major club or whatever. We ain't no ballers or whatever, but we got our own little thing going on. Ain't no Peckinwoods coming in. Ain't no crackers coming in or whatever. You know what I mean? We don't need to play like that. You understand what I'm saying? And
yeah.
To those that want to accept them and want to say everybody, and I hope for the listeners, I hope they hear this clearly. Ain't nobody equal but us. It ain't no equal. It ain't no all lives matter. It ain't no this life matter. The only thing that motherfucking matter, goddamn, is motherfucking black people, and that's motherfucking it. And I ain't even with the black fucking, the black lives movement, whatever. I'm just straight to the bone, black power. And I love it. And I'm not a historian. Yeah, I'm studying my knowledge, whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, reading a little bit. That's cool or whatever. But I'm more so on the physical aspect. And a nigga, them niggas, because you have some of them niggas, okay? And I'm not talking about just niggas as far as the slang, but you got some dumb niggas that's, I love Master, and Master is okay. Master ain't about nothing, okay? At the end of the day, it's all
like
black.
Power.
It's all black, man. It's all black. We all got, at the end of the day, that's all we got, man. You know, everybody mm-hmm. want to be us. Everybody want to be us until it's time to be us, okay? When it's time to be us for real, then they back to their own little regular routine, okay? Back to Becky, back to Johnny, you know, back to the bullshit, okay? I can't filter it. I got a nasty tongue, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm real passionate like that, and my whole squad is real passionate like that. I talked to the king today, and he both the things
down.
You talk
to me. You talk to me. You talk to me, brother.
What is that, Chris?
Yeah, this is Black Power Ranger. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Already. You know what it is. Yeah, I mean, Okay, man. Peace, King. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Peace to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
peace and love all
talk.
Day.
Yeah. To you. Yeah. Most definitely, man. Yeah. It's blowing, man. This is beautiful, man. We need things like this. And the thing is, you can't just get a movement like this started. You know what I'm saying? And I'll amp it up, because for a minute, real talk, me and my team, we thought we were by ourselves, because it's so many lost cats around here, you know what I mean? You know, there's so much, you know, Christianness and just love Christian and just, you know, just, man, fuck all that, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do in certain situations, but at the same time, do not forget who you are. Once you find out who you are and love yourself and love your people, leave it at that. It ain't nothing in between that. Feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, 100%.
You know, I'm not going, you know what I'm saying? I'm not no smooth and jazzy type guy or whatever. You hear me? That's not my style. You know? But I love my people to death. And I'm really tired of it. I'm tired of what they're doing to us. I'm tired of how we, as a black race, sit here letting these peckerwood crackers do this to us, okay? It's enough for us. We're smart. We're intelligent. Yeah, we know that. We could do. Have the inventors that's running this country, we created. We did that, okay? But they not going to sit here, man, and let us win. They worry about it because they know they got some shit coming back on them, okay? They got some coming back to them. And also, too, let me say this right here. If you do want to make your vote count, start locally. Don't worry about the national. You heard, King? What's up?
I agree.
If you do make your vote count or whatever, let's start locally. Start in your own community, your own city, whatever. Don't worry about
Start at home.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Start where you at or whatever. You know what I mean?
Don't seem like want to go against the head of the president, but a lot of people don't understand. Like you said, all them things start in your neighborhood. You know, mayors, district councilmen, senators. You got to understand politics and the way that the government or democracy is ran. You know, people get upset with Obama when certain things don't get passed, but yeah, we don't vote for the House of Representatives, congressmen, when it's time for us to elect them. Which means the majority of new people to be Republican, which makes it harder for Obama or certain individual aspects, opinions, or bills to get passed. People don't see it that way.
Yeah, And also, can I say something for the female listeners? For the female listeners, it's out here. And if you got, you know, and you're in a relationship with a little goon, a little gangster, a little whatever, stop banging on the young brothers. You want to do something, do it to get the peck of wood, okay? Stop doing that. Let's stop.
That's true.
Enough is enough. Stop. That's enough of that is enough, man. Okay? Because a lot of times they don't have to sit here, and I don't blame everything on the white man as far as the gentleman when he called in earlier or whatever. No, we can't just – I'm tired of that, blame it on the white. Because we're doing a lot of damage to ourselves anyway. Okay? Okay. Tell them youngest to chill out. Okay? Tell them to stop. Okay? And just keep saying it. Because they ain't going to listen, but just keep saying it. Okay? Eventually, somebody will listen. Peace and love, black power, death to all crackers. Love y'all, Kings. Y'all
keep
going, man.
Thanks, man. Thank you once again, man.
Hey,
thank
man.
You for tuning in, man.
I'm
stay tuned. Bring you back another time.
Hey, Chris, keep me informed on, you know, with the movement. I'm definitely here. Me and the team, you heard?
I don't understand.
You heard?
He here. I don't understand what's going on. Hello?
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, man. I don't understand what's going on. Maybe he need to call back, but I can see he's still in here, so maybe having some technical difficulties, man.
Yeah. Most definitely, but he got my number anyway, whatever. He you know, reached out to me, then I touched him up to my right hand man or whatever early, whatever. So I mean, it's all good, and the movement is real, and I'm with it. Yeah, I mean, and I just like all this, man. It's good. You know what I'm saying? It's good. And it's good to know that there's some brothers that's passionate about it and really trying to do some things instead of just out there, you know, on Facebook, you know, doing this and doing that. Because anybody can do that. You know what I mean? Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Anybody can do that, man. You know, it's never too late to make a change or wake up. You know what I'm saying? But I still say death to all crackers. Black power, fam.
Black power, King.
I love y'all, man. And y'all keep this thing going, man. Real talk. Much love, man. Real talk. It's so motivating, and you don't understand how the blood is running through my body right now. You know, just having the opportunity to speak like this here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To let my voice be heard.
70-some people listening to you right now, man.
Yeah. It's good, man. You know, and, you know, hey, it's good, man. You need to get a sleeve on Facebook, N-I-I, you know what I'm saying, G-I-L-D-R-S-L-E-E-V-E, Knee Gildersleeve. It's real simple. You know what I mean? Straight up. You know what I mean? Just type in knee, N-I-I, and it's good, man. You know, I'm going to chill out. Straight up. I'm sweating. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I understand that, man. You know, everybody ready to fight, man. I love that warrior spirit you got, man. I love that, man.
That's just my part in it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just my part in it. I feel that that's just the shoes that I have to fill, me and my team. That's just what we do, and that's just how we get down. We don't even play like we no play with the cracks, man. Death to all of them. Real talk. Straight up. And let's stop killing each other, man. Real talk. Much love, fam.
Much love, King. Peace and blessings, man.
All right.
Yeah, that was awesome right there. That was awesome. That was awesome. Awesome spirit right there. We're going to move on to another caller. Okay. This caller right here has been in here a long time waiting, and I appreciate your patience. I feel like you got something you want to say. So I'm going to call your number out, 28. Last four is 2754. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Queen?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm best. I'm blessed. You tell everybody where you're from and your name.
Go for it, Mississippi. I'm Robbie.
Black power. And what's your opinion on solutions that's needed or the problems that's going on in our communities?
As far as the political stance, if you're not voting in your city, as far as your senators, your governors, your mayors, and everything goes. You're not making a difference in your community offhand. I mean, you know, different people have their opinion. And I'm a convicted felon, and I still go and vote every time. It's different felons here, especially in Mississippi, that'll hold you back from doing a lot of things. But if you could take the time to vote, then go do it. Because, like, we just had a bill here, a few bills that were passed that are preposterous that are going to lead to a lot of deaths. As far as we have, you can basically walk out of the bar with your cup of liquor. But then they have, they just had a convention with the police of all the state, and it's, drives over, get pulled over. It's like they're throwing you in a trick bag, and people aren't going to vote. And when they go vote, they're passing this mess. And as far as the communities are going, a lot of people aren't informing the youngsters about what's going on. Even when they go and get their IDs at the DMV, they are supposed to register to vote out hand. If you're going to vote and you have enough room in your car to take a youngster, take them with you. Because, I mean, if you're not going to make the difference, then you really can't speak on it.
That's true. Black power. That's 100% queen, 100% true, excuse me. A lot of people don't see it that way.
And then as far as speaking, like talking about the old heads doing the youngsters, it's not that way here. Here in Gulfport, the homicide rate has increased here within post-Katrina. It has gotten horrible. Like, the youngsters, and I mean, like, under the age of 25, they're doing 79% of the homicides here.
Yeah.
And they're killing, like, at whim. They're not discriminating. It's not like, oh, they're killing their peers and a lot of that is going on. No, they're robbing old people and everything. It's like they're not listening to the old heads that are trying to put something on them. And it's a lot of people getting lost in the sauce. It has a lot to do with social media, too, because the parents are at the point of where they're trying to live a facade for social media a lot of times, and they're being passed as parents, and they try to be their children's friends. It's like in no way in hell back in the day we were able to go out and have the things these youngsters go out in now. And it's like these were the parents that weren't allowed to go out in these clothes, but y'all are allowing y'all daughters to go out in them now. And it's crazy. I don't know. If you're not making a difference or you're not trying to, you really can't speak on it. But anytime that you can get in anybody's head, do so. And that's my take on it.
Okay. What's your name?
I'm Robbie Allure.
Okay,
you
hey, nice to meet
you. I share yours. Nice to meet you. That
works as well. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. I had some technical difficulties on my end, man. Yeah, but I'm back on the line now. But you said we friends? What's your name on Facebook?
Robbie Allure.
Oh, okay. How you doing? Finally, good to hear a voice and match your voice to the face. That's what's up. Definitely, what's up?
Yeah, it's always good to put a face to the voice. Always, man. Everybody got a voice, and this show we gonna bring y'all voices to the front line, man. I promise you, everybody voice.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling too. Stay tuned. We're gonna keep them coming, man. We're gonna keep them coming until the revolution is won.
You want to give everybody a way to contact you, or Facebook or anything like that, Queen?
I don't mind at all. My name is Robbie Allure on Facebook and also on Instagram.
All right, y'all heard it. Go ahead and ask this Queen. She's very intelligent. She knows the solution. So, man, come on. We all know the solution. We just got to bump our heads together. That's all.
Networking. That's what it's for.
Exactly.
Black power.
Black power always.
Black power forever.
Thank you for calling, Queen. Thank you for calling. Please stay tuned. Please stay tuned to our next episodes. You know, we might call you back, bring you back, or whatever, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't mind.
All right, we probably can say one more caller in.
Yeah, we got one more caller. We got one more caller I can bring in, man. We got one more caller. This person right here,
It's a very close individual to me. Excuse me, very close individual to me, if I'm not mistaken. This individual has been supportful to me through my career. She actually was the very first person to actually interview me and bring me on the show. So it brings me great honor to really introduce this person, very creative black queen. And I just want to say thank you for calling. Thank you, thank you. And I'm going to patch you through now. Your number is, your area code is 336. Last four is 1588.
Yeah. Hello, Clown.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you,
Peace
baby?
And love. Peace and love.
Yeah.
Black power.
Yeah. I have just been sitting and listening, and I can listen to men trying to figure out how to make it better forever. It is so refreshing to be in the presence of black men who want to do better. How beautiful is that? So
that's
I just want to say big ups to you for that. It's just, it's refreshing, and we need it. You know, obviously, I'm a female, and I have, you know, a few views or whatever on the elephant in the room, because this is what this is.
Can you tell everybody who you are and how they can get in contact with you and what you do?
I'm late.
I don't mean to cut you off, but hello. How you doing?
Hi. How are you? Hi, I'm so
What's
proud
up?
Of you. This is Blaze Pratt on the line. Hi, everybody. And
hello.
I am a custom manufacturer. How are you? I make things one time, whether it's art, whether it's paintings or whatever. I'm a custom manufacturer. And that's what I do. And I'm a scriptwriter and a screenwriter. And I also have an indie platform for artists to be seen. I turn them into animated characters and send them on adventures in my ongoing storyline so their music can get heard. It's just, I'm for the movement also. Just everybody comes at it differently. Everybody puts their own flavor, their own energy to it. Know that it's so much talent. But when everybody has the CD and everybody has the bars and everything, sometimes you tend to get lost. And you miss your opportunity. And that's why I did the animation way for people to be seen. Nobody's doing that. I mean, it's something different that you can slam on the table at your business meetings and say, also, I have my own animated series, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Because part of what I do is for an outlet for anybody. You know, I'm not all for this. You know, somebody was on the phone saying that the white is not the white man's fault, everything. Clearly, if you do your history, we're not in the Constitution. Clearly, when they were talking about equal opportunity for all men, we were still enslaved people. So they wasn't talking about us. They never was. And then after we finished being slaves, they made a law that said anybody without an identification has to get locked up. So we went from being a slave to the cotton field, being free and then getting locked back up again because we didn't have identification. And they're using the same old tricks that they used almost 600 years ago. They use the same old tricks now. And for me, Clown, it's not surprising to me that Anglo-Saxon men are afraid of African men. It's not surprising. They're very afraid. They're afraid of the physical, how God has blessed the Nubian man with this physical strength, this ability to find a beat in any and every type of music and sway to the rhythm. No man on this earth has the swag, if I may say, or that laid backness like a black man. Nobody has it. And they're jealous of it.
Black power.
But what they're doing is, they are using our culture against us to destroy us.
Exactly.
And so many black people don't understand that. of course, on a global scale. I asked someone the other day, what's the difference between prejudice and racism? And they couldn't tell me. And I said, well, prejudice is when you don't like somebody for their color and you don't have a damn dime. Doesn't make a hell of a bean. Doesn't matter. Racist is when you don't like somebody for their color and you have the ability to make zoning laws, tell them what to eat, tell them where to live. That's racist. And we have racist political leaders that know that the black man is in trouble big time. And we have been in trouble for a long time. And I sit back sometimes and I wonder why black men, some of them, a lot of them, don't enlighten their queens. And a lot of times the black men don't want their queens to be enlightened, because once she's finished being enlightened, she's going to look at you and she's not going to want your ass either. So a lot of times the black men want their queen to stay stupid, because if she stays stupid, he can knock on her door 4 o'clock in the morning and come and hit that and don't talk to her for another month. And she's not going to do shit but let him in again the next month. So, you know, along with enlightenment comes intelligence, and you don't open your legs so easily as a woman when you have knowledge of self. You know, I don't understand. I don't understand how the black man has allowed himself to stay in a state of eroticism and sexualness all the time. You can't teach your baby if you're always in a state of eroticism, talking about sex, wanting to have sex, just got finished having sex, get dressed all day long just to go pursue sex. How are you teaching your children to read, to do anything, if you're always in a state of eroticism? And that goes for my black women as well. We are hypersexual. And our children are watching us. They're watching. And nobody's getting taught nothing, because the black woman, me included, and I had to do a lot of self-examination, we're angry. And we're angry because we have these men pretending to be our husbands. They're putting they're putting sperm in us. They're making us cook for them. They're pretending to be married. They're inviting their friends over. They're watching a game. Then you're the maid. But yet you look down at your left hand and there's no ring there. So that will make anybody bitter. And that's what's going on. When you have angry mommies, you have angry society, because we are with the baby 9 times out of 10. They're in our stomach for 9 months. You yelling and screaming and cursing motherfuckers out for 9 months, that baby feels that, and that baby hears that. Then when he get here, motherfucker this, motherfucker that, what do you think he's going to grow up as? A little motherfucker. That's what he's going to grow up as. Okay, so much of this is our fault, and so much of this is women not being strong, because God didn't make us strong like y'all. If y'all were made from the elements, and then we came out of your rib. So we're made from feeling, and we're weak, and we cry if the pot roast burn, and I've tried to make the cake and it's burnt now, and we're crying. We're made out of feeling. We weren't meant to lead. We were meant to compliment you guys. And a lot of women have a problem with that. They want to compete with their man instead of being a compliment to him. So many. The household is out of balance. You can't raise men if you're stomping around talking about how you don't need one and you got 3 and 4 little boys you're trying to raise. What do you do? You can't. The house is out of balance. So your ovaries don't know you don't need a man. But yet you go to the club or to the bar and under those lights, under that hypnotic alcohol, and you go make a baby with a man that you don't even know. Because your ovaries didn't know that you don't need a man. Tell your ovaries that, because they didn't get the memo. And then here we are pushing out these babies and pushing out these babies and wanting to be related to these people's families. I mean, it's a big deal. And I think we already know what the Anglo-Saxon man feels about the African man. He's afraid of y'all. Afraid.
That's true.
When they were trading, when they were trading our black men and putting them on that block on Charleston and whatever else in Virginia, and they would make our black men strip down naked, and then they would see, watch his penis swing in the wind. You don't think that when they were selling y'all that they didn't see that penis sign? That they're afraid of that. That you don't think that they didn't see their woman watching the slaves get traded? And you don't think that she secretly wanted sex and wanted to be made love to by that big, beautiful, black, strong Mandingo? Of course she did. Of course she did.
Yes, I understand.
It's so much to work on. But what we need, you know, for an immediate fix, I'm a woman. I don't know what a man needs to do, but I can tell you from a woman's point of view what it looks like he needs to be doing. And what it looks like he needs to be doing is stop looking in the mirror and seeing an enemy. Because when he finds out he has a seed someplace, he's disgusted, he's lying, he pretends he never had sex with you. Tragic when a man doesn't see his own seed as a commodity. No, it ain't. That little ugly-ass baby ain't mine. Bitch, you ugly. His forehead is big. Your own seed. This is what some of our black men think about procreation. How was your life over? If anything, you should say, yes, my seed is planted. I'm going to do this with him. I'm going to teach him how to do this. But then again, Crown, how can you do that if nobody ever did that with you? It's so much, baby. I mean, you know.
We'll be here for 5 hours talking about these solutions.
But to make a long story short, that's why I created my dolls, because I want to give people jobs. I want to give women a way out where they can get a paycheck and dignity, where they are not made to crawl around on the floor and get money thrown in their face, champagne poured all in their hair. How can you look in the mirror as a woman and think that you're special if you're crawling around on the floor getting slapped in the face with dirty single-dollar bills? I don't give a damn how red the bottom of your shoes are. You can't think you're great. That's how you got to feed yourself.
Right.
And I'll say this one last thing. As far as the men and the strip club thing and the women and being degraded, I don't understand how it's attractive to a woman when a woman, he's attracted to a woman that's dancing for everybody. So he needs to look at himself and wonder why he like gutter trash. He needs to look at himself and wonder why he's getting his dick sucked by the next door neighbor, knowing damn well his girl can suck dick better than any bitch on the planet.
Oh, man.
Our black men need to realize what they're doing. They got the same thing at home, and they go out. And the only reason why they go out is because the person at home knows the real them. So it's not fun anymore. So now they have to go out and find somebody else, you know, for the next 90 days. Oh, you so fly. Ooh, you're really acting right. She better act right. And then after he knows her and she sees the bullshit, he leave her too, because now it's not fun anymore, because she knows the real him and he knows the real her.
Right.
That's right. That's right. We thank you. We thank you for coming on here, Blaze. That was some
very
raw material.
I just wanted to shout you out. I love you. I was listening for a long time, and I could just sit and listen all day because I love that.
That's love.
We're in trouble. Our black men have said to society, I'm going to turn my back on my queen and do whatever the fuck you want to do for her. We are under the gun. There's nobody protecting us.
Right, I know that.
The men who are supposed to love us are making us crawl around on the floor for money.
That's true.
They're making us take our clothes off and dance around in smoky bars. This is the way how our black men are telling us what we are. This is what you deserve. You deserve this. Get naked. Let me see your beautiful breast. How can you feel good about yourself, Crown, if that's what you're doing?
Right.
Right. We appreciate
that. And then I'll shut up. Yeah. So that's why I made the doll. That's why I made an avenue. I'm looking for people to hire for voices. I'm looking for people to hire to mimic my dog. I'm looking for people to hire, period. Because I think that we don't understand that if you can make money, you don't have to take your clothes off and degrade yourself to make money.
Can you tell everybody once again your name and how they can contact
Blaze
you once
Pat.
Again, please?
Blaze Pat. You can Blaze Pat, B-L-A-Z, like zebra, Blaze, P-A-P, like paper. You can go on Facebook and friend me. And I'm into networking hard and pushing people's information forward. And if you feel that you have something to add, let me know. Let's collab and let's see what we can do because two heads are better
All
than
right. All right, peace and love, Queen. Thanks
I love
for coming
you, Crown.
In.
Thank Bye. You. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mhm.
And that's Blaze.
Yeah, that was
Pat.
Raw right there, brother. That was raw. We
yeah.
needed that. I hope all the queens enjoyed that right there.
And yeah, man, y'all fellas need to get it together, man. You see how you see how y'all making us look, man? Y'all make us look like that too. Y'all make the host look like that too. True, man. Like every girl looking at me sideways like I'm a womanizer or something, man. Like, man, y'all need to get it together, man. Having the next door neighbor, man, she done brought up some dirt. Come on, man. We got to get it together.
Like
we got
to
do better, fellas. Yeah, man.
I like
row.
That.
That's
I like
true.
This one, man.
Undiluted.
I like that. I
Definitely.
Like that. This show was very good. Very great show. We had some great callers. Women, we had
Definitely.
Some great speakers. My caller that called in from, if I'm not mistaken, Alabama. Man, much love, much respect
man.
To your movement, man. Much
man,
love.
I like
man.
That guy right there, man. I like that guy, man. I like that guy, man. He about that action. That's what I'm talking about. Real talk.
Yeah,
salute. Salute. Definitely,
you
man.
Honor
my
brother,
Jahan, getting on. Definitely. All right, man. It's almost that time, so anything you want to wrap it up with, and I'll go second.
Man, I'm blown away. This show was off the hook, King.
Hey, I love this one. This is a good one. Many
this
more to come. We're gonna
good
definitely.
One.
Yeah. Man, third show we got
really
a
good.
Thousand more to go. So man, y'all stay tuned, man. We hoping to expand and. I mean, if anybody want to donate, we ain't got no donate page yet, but, you know, we'll make one just where we can do more stuff with this. So, you know, peace and love. Shout out to BPN all day. Shout out to Third Eye Gang all day, you know. And, you know, I mean, we're going to make it. Follow me on Facebook, the Black Power Ranger, or you can look me up on my personal one, Chris Aitman, Christopher Aitman with a K. And, you know, Black Power Forever. I'm out.
All day long. It's Crown Holder Cuzzo, a.k.a. Paul Fenwick Bay. Look me up on Facebook, Instagram, whatever you need to do to get in contact with me. I'm here for you all the time. Black Power, Third Eye Gang, Black Power Nation. We are one.
We are one. Peace. Why my people
want peace but won't come to the plate. It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate. Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as black as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting
more.
If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting
for? There won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go on.